Pretty crazy times we live, isn't it? The question that just keeps coming up and it won't go away. And it's a question that every single human being alive on this planet has to answer. And that question is, whom do you trust? Who do you trust now? You trust the people that have lied to your face again and again and again? It may have been a comfortable lie, but it was still a lie, wasn't it? And it's a lie that's carried grave consequences for those that have believed in it. And there are many lies. There are many expressions of this lie. The lie is, you can't take care of yourself. You're too stupid. You can't take control of your health and your life. You can't be trusted. So trust us. We'll take care of everything for you. And if you don't trust us, because for some weird reason you're still clinging to some radical ideology that is only possessed by a small fringe minority of people that have unacceptable views, that somehow they're imbued with the flame of freedom or some whatever they call it, and that they get the ability to make up their own minds and think for themselves, and that they don't have to trust us if they don't want to. How dare they? We know there's those people out there. So we're going to protect you from those scary people that don't trust our lies and have had enough of our bullshit and can totally see through everything we're trying to do. We don't want you to ever come in contact with these people, so don't worry. We're going to quarantine them from your sight. We're going to censor all of their opinions and their voices. I mean, guys, what do you think's really going on? And I know many of you are going to sit there and go, Dave, I know all this. I know, I know, I know. I know you know. I'm shouting out to the ether right now. I'm shouting out, just putting it out there. There's still a lot of people that haven't figured out that they've been lied to and that the people that they have given their trust to do not deserve that trust. See, trust is earned. And it's not earned only once. Trust is something that has to be continually earned in any relationship. Because at any moment, that trust could be broken. Trust that was built over years, over decades, can be shattered by a lie that breaks that trust. That's how delicate trust is. And yet we hand it out so freely, without any caution, without any worry, that we may be misplacing our trust. So, in all of these different areas that we're starting to see the lies coming out, we're starting to see, well, actually we're seeing the truth come out about the lies, but the lies are being shown for what they are. We live in an age of information where anybody of any level of education can access advanced information, can access differing opinions from differing sources and differing experts, people that have different opinions on history, religion, philosophy, science, medicine, health, freedom. And even trust. And so so many of us have placed our trust in the people that we believe work for us. We believe that our government officials work for us. And that belief is misplaced because the belief is in the principle of democracy or the principle of a free republic or the principle of honesty that we all want to see, and we want to have faith in our fellow human beings, and we want to have faith in our elected officials, we want to have faith in our health advisors and our doctors and our lawyers, we want to have faith in our police departments, we want to have faith in the pharmaceutical companies that just love us so much. But look where that faith has gotten us now. And this isn't to say we shouldn't have trust and faith in each other, that we should be eternally suspicious, that we should become paranoid, that everybody's out to get us because a few people have lied to us and have abused our trust, so I'll never trust again. The real answer should be, I'll never trust those people again. And I will find people who are worthy of my trust, that actually work to earn it, and that deserve it. And I will also become more trustworthy in my own right. And maybe that's where it all went wrong, isn't it? Maybe it all went wrong when we stopped trusting ourselves. And by ourselves, I mean our own conscience, our own intuition, our own logic, our own reasoning, our own experience in life, our own, what we're seeing with our own eyes. We will see something happening and then edit it out because it contradicts something that somebody else that we've never even met in person before, we've never looked into their eyes, we've never shaken their hands, we've never felt their aura. We're going to believe them, and because they said something to us, we're going to actually edit out our own inner voice of conscience and logic in exchange for their voices. That's where we went wrong. We sold ourselves out before we bought the lie. We sold ourselves out of the trust we should have with ourselves. And we gave it away to people who didn't deserve it and who laughed all the way to the bank. And we sit back and we wonder where it all went wrong. I think it's very apparent where it went wrong. We trusted our media. We trusted these journalists who aren't journalists. They're all activists. They're all paid. They're all shills. They trust their masters. They don't deserve your trust. They don't work for you. They don't report for you. They don't represent you. They're not there for the truth. They're there for the story. They're there to do the bidding of their employers and the people that incentivize them and the people that control the flow of the narrative that's pouring out from every media orifice that we've got. Except, of course, media like this, the ones that have been censored and silenced, the ones under fire. And so I've been saying this from the beginning. If you're really sitting back and you have a problem trusting your own mind and your own conscience and your own intuition, or for those of you who have a more religious perspective and you're going to say, well, I put my trust in God. Well, where did that trust in God go? When I see church after church of every denomination falling for the lies of pharma and the government and the media and the very agencies I'm talking about that don't deserve your trust. These are all criminals. These are all liars. These are deceivers. These are manipulators. These are sociopaths and tyrants. And yet all the holy men are bowing at their feet and saying, I'm a man of God, but I'm going to trust Fauci. And it's not just the religious people. It's the atheists too and the science people. We trust the science. That's where I trust. We got to trust that science. Get me some more of that science. What science? What science? That word is a joke now. It's been demeaned horribly. by people wearing the costume of being scientists and people who are there to inquire into the nature of things to try to find out what the truth is. And they've now become agents and ideologues and reps for criminal organizations and hidden agendas and masters that they don't even know who they are. They just rinse and repeat and do what they're told so they get paid or get whatever they've been promised. And these are the people we trust. I wish we could trust our institutions. I wish we could trust our government. I wish we lived in that world. The world that all these normies out there that think they're doing the best thing because they're watching CBC News and they know, oh, I've got all the details of what's going on. I wish their worldview was correct. It was just so simple. But it's not, is it? That's what we're learning. That's what this time's all about. And yeah, it's hard, and it's long, and it's exhausting, and it's nauseating, and it's painful, and it costs lives. It costs the lives of both the living and the dead, this one. The sacrifice that humanity is going to have to make for its ignorance and its misplaced trust is going to be the largest sacrifice in human history, the way I see it. So you trust the science, do you? You know the best scientists that ever lived were always spat on by their peers and by the establishment. And yet, the establishments that rose up around their names have grown in the complete opposite direction of their own champions. How's that for irony? So I don't care if you're religious or non-religious, or if you're just in the middle somewhere trying to find your way. It's always about trust, isn't it? Who do you trust? Every second of your day, even what you're hearing right now, even the voice in your head as you hear these words, which voice in your own head can you trust, let alone the voices outside your head? You must constantly evaluate and determine whether or not the trust that you're bestowing upon somebody is deserving and worth it and beneficial to you. Or whether you're being led astray by deceivers, liars, fakers, posers, or just the ignorant, naive, misinformed. Either way, if you're being led down the wrong path, you might want to check your premise and figure out where it went wrong. And for me, the way I read this is it went wrong because we misplaced our trust, because it's easier to trust somebody you've never met, somebody who you won't even spend the time to look into their track record to see if they're worthy of your trust. Some faceless bureaucrat, some faceless pharma rep, some faceless government official who plays a character on television for you and is nothing like what they present to the world behind the scenes. It's easier to trust that than your own mind. And that's where it went wrong. We sold ourselves out. And this isn't to bash our... I'm not trying to do this. I'm not trying to say this to cause you to feel guilty. Because even as I'm saying this, I know full well that we're not just dealing with your average liars, deceivers, manipulators. We're dealing with the best. We're dealing with a highly sophisticated, well-funded, well-perfected, decades and decades old system of inducing your trust, The knowledge of how to gain trust has been known for thousands of years. Every charlatan knows it. Every propagandist knows it. Every psychologist knows it. And trust me, your government and these big corps, they got reams of psychologists feeding them intel on a daily. They got them on retainer to give them the intel about how your mind works so that they can gain your trust using devious means. They know how to don the sheep's clothing, don't they? And they're the best at it. They've perfected it intentionally. You're up against Goliath. You're up against the Leviathan. You're up against the big boys and girls who really know how to play this game. We forgot there was even a game happening. We just thought it was all ponies and rainbows, didn't we? That's where it went wrong. So, there's two places that we can look to understand how things got to be the way they are right now. Where the whole world is deceived. All the world's a stage. People are being led by the nose to the slaughterhouse in a mass ritual sacrifice. And they don't even know it. And they don't even care to know it. And even though all signs point to it, they still don't want to know. And they march on with a big smile on their face, waving the flag that's been placed in their hand by their masters, doing the bidding of their masters without a question. And so one of the points is we've betrayed ourselves by misplacing our trust due to convenience. Because we were afraid. And because we couldn't master our fear, we gave away our trust to the wrong people. And the other route, of course, is that the people we gave our trust to didn't just get lucky. These people perfected the art of the words, the terms, the symbols, the flicker rates, even the timing of how many times a day you need to hear about what they want from you and what you're supposed to do. Talking to you like a stage hypnotist with a soft, whispery voice. Offering you salvation. Offering you the world. Offering you longevity. Offering you peace. Offering you freedom from the fear that they induced in your mind. They gave you the fear. They created the monster. And then they say, I'm going to take that monster away. I'm going to slay that monster for you that I put in your path. It's an old bait and switch move, my friends. Cult leaders, tyrants, dictators, psychopaths have used for millennia these interspecies predators. And it's only when we admit it, only when we see it, identify it, and correct it and become conscious of it, are we immune to that hypnosis. Only when you bring to the conscious what was once subconscious are you able to see the truth clearly. So, yeah. One aspect is laziness or fear or whatever you want to label it as, that, you know, the will of the person being suppressed willingly by themselves and replaced with the voice of their master. There's that. And then there's also the master, who's an expert, who's an absolute world level master at how to seize the reins of your mind, has studied your mind intimately, knows you better than you know yourself. In some regards, that is. And knows how to make you jump when they say jump, and where to sit when they say sit, and where to stand and how to stand, and how to talk and how not to talk, what to say, what not to say, where to be, where not to be, what to do, where not to do. They've got that nailed. You get into the history of these black projects and these mind control experiments that have been done for decades by governments all over the world. And that's only with the research on your psyche that's been done in modern times. You can really just add that to the heap of what has been studied for thousands of years about the human mind, how to manipulate it. It's a science. Nobody knows about it because they didn't teach it to you in school. They didn't teach it to you on your Saturday Night Live, and they didn't teach it to you on your 6 o'clock news. So therefore, in your mind, the average person, it doesn't exist, does it? And that's the cloak, isn't it? And now here we are. An entire planet, minus the slowly waking groups all over who are starting to catch on. But yeah, the wool pulled over the eyes of the world. It's been predicted. It's been warned about by many great people for a long time. And think about how sophisticated it was, my friends. And I'm just using the last 2.5 years as an example. There's so many examples we could look at. It's way more prevalent than you think. It's the norm. It's not the exception, okay? What's exceptional about this time is just how blatant it is. That's the only difference. The ability to induce a state of compliance in the minds of every human being in a particular area has been used before, but it's maybe been focused on more one place than another at a certain time, or it might have been more subtle where a lot of people didn't even notice they were being manipulated through the media, through the advertising, through the talk shows, through the literature, through the academia, through just the way information, the narrative change. If you think of the narrative, right, the cultural, socio-political narrative as water in a fish tank. That's an example I use a lot. I like it. I think it works. If you want to manipulate each fish in the tank to do your bidding, you don't necessarily have to get a hold of every individual fish and try to program it somehow. They already tried that. It didn't work to the way that they wanted to. What they found to be far more effective, instead of trying to program and manipulate each individual fish in the tank, in this analogy, which each fish would be, you know, each person, they found it infinitely easier to just alter the fish water for the whole tank. And if you can alter the fish water, you alter all the fish simultaneously. And you can actually get them acting to your benefit in concert with each other, so that you don't have too many rogues out there, too many conspiracy theorists out there telling you, hey, they're manipulating us. So you don't need to alter every fish. You just got to change the fish tank water. You just got to put a little chemical in there. You just got to do one treatment and you've got what you want. That's the narrative. The narrative is the water in the fish tank. And if they tweak the narrative, that cultural narrative, they can absolutely achieve what we're witnessing happen right now. It's so obvious, but here we are experiencing what I'm saying. They've altered that fish tank water, all right. And yet, here's the good news, my friends. With all that said, with all that work that these archons have put in to trying to control you and do whatever the hell they're trying to do to us, some evil shit, let me tell you. With all that work and effort, the big machine, the big Leviathan, all the spinning wheels, the intricacy of it, the age of it, the sophistication of it, the funding that goes behind it. It didn't work on everybody. It didn't work on a lot of people. And those lot of people who are way more than some small fringe minority with unacceptable views, let me tell you, are causing a significant problem for the farmers of this planet. And I'm not talking about the good farmers like the Dutch farmers or the local farmers. I'm talking about the people that farm humanity, okay? They look at humans as the resource to be farmed. And an inhumane kind of farming. So let's make sure we define that. These human farmers that live off of your misery and your toil and your fear and your work and your labor and your contribution and your creative energy, they live off it all. The thieves, the pirates, with all their power, with all their knowledge, with all their intellect, because they're very cunning and very intelligent, they're still going to fail, and they are failing. And it's because people are recognizing, I misplaced my trust. I better start putting my trust into people that are worthy of it. Because somewhere down the road, maybe I lost trust in myself because I forgot how to love, forgot how to love myself so that I could truly learn to love others and have real empathy, not the fake empathy that everybody, the fake virtue signaling. You wonder why the world's full of fake virtue signalers? It's because nobody's been taught self-love. They've only been taught self-hate and self-denial. And now that we're learning how to find the strength by going through this great trial and tribulation that we're all going through, we're slowly gaining trust in ourselves again. And that is the biggest threat to this dark empire. Because they want you to trust them, remember? That's the whole game. They want you to sell your soul to them. But when you start reclaiming your own soul by first reclaiming the trust in your soul, in yourself, realizing that you were born perfect, realizing that they lied to you and they said you're just a disease, you're a useless eater, you're taking up space, you're screwing up the planet, you're getting out of line. You're no good. You'll never be as cool and beautiful as the celebrities we show you every day who've all sold their souls to us. The more we start waking up out of that, the more we start connecting to that kingdom of heaven within. Because that's where it all starts. And again, even to the people that would say, oh, but I trust God. Sure, trust God. But how can you measure the quality of that trust in God if you don't even have any trust in your own self? And so therefore, any trust you're going to give God is going to be full of holes and full of doubt. So you need to learn, in my opinion, we all need to remember. Let's put it like that. We need to remember. We don't need to learn anything. We know this. You know what I'm saying. You know it. You don't need to learn anything. You know it all. It's all within you. You know it. You know that you've been lied to. You know that you misplaced your trust because you sold yourself out first. And so what's the solution? Reverse engineer that. Regain your trust in yourself, and then all of a sudden, you will now have a better measuring system. You'll have a better barometer of where to properly place your trust when it comes to your fellow human beings. Because how could you possibly know who's worthy of your trust if you've lost self-trust? So, gain some self-trust by learning who you are, what your potential is, by educating yourself about what's really going on, by comparing and contrasting the people that are showing nothing but courage in trying to tell you the truth, by going up against the entire system to try to tell you the truth at great peril to themselves. Maybe you start listening to those people and start shutting out the people that have everything to gain from telling you their narrative and nothing to lose. But again, you wouldn't know how to measure which is which unless you first had some level of trust in yourself. And that is something that's earned also, not just one time. It's earned on the daily. It's earned on the regular. It's actually what I'm asking of you is to start having a relationship with yourself again. Because when you have a relationship with yourself in a positive way, that's where it all starts. That's where it all begins. Any kind of external trust, any kind of external relationship. We've got it backwards. We started building trust and relationships externally, negating the internal, and here we are. So, let's be careful where we put our trust this time. Learn to trust your own mind, and you'll better know who around you you can trust. And if you want to talk about a relationship with God or the spirit or the source or however you want to label this, mysterious divine presence in the universe, it will be richer if you can establish the trust in your own mind, in your own addition, because that's where that voice speaks to you. It speaks to you from within. It speaks to you from your gut, from your intuition, from your own inner. If your house is clean, you'll hear that voice. If your internal house is dirty, you won't hear nothing. You'll hear the voice of all these dictators and all these deceivers that'll be drowning it out. So trust is earned. These people in power don't deserve your trust. I shouldn't have to roll out peer-reviewed study after study or some kind of, I shouldn't have to roll that stuff out for you to understand this. This is common sense at this point. And so then you're going to go, well, I'm too afraid to withdraw my support and trust in all of these leaders out there that are celebrities and television personalities that I've put my trust in since I was a kid. I'm not ready to be on my own yet. If you're feeling that, embrace it. Embrace the new experience. Embrace the fact that that's where you're at. And that it's time to sprout some new wings. It's time to grow some new muscles. It's time to get out there, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, declare to the universe, to God, to nature, to whoever, just to yourself, just declare it. Just say it out. Do what you got to do to say it. I'm a human being. I have value. I'm reclaiming my own trust. I'm taking my trust from the people that don't deserve it, and I'm going to put that trust in myself. I'm going to start investing in my own mind. I'm going to start investing in my own being. I'm going to start investing in my own freedom. And by doing that, I'll start to see who among me, who around me, is worthy of my trust and worthy of this new mission that I'm now embarking on. And that mission is I want freedom, I want truth, and I want justice in my life. But it all starts with trust.